弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to all our friends and our brothers and sisters.
感恩节过了哈，但是感恩节快乐啊。
We just had a Thanksgiving, so it's a happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
我们今天早晨呢，我们有四位的弟兄姐妹要在我们当中受洗。
This morning we have four brothers and sisters that they will be baptized among us today.
我们有 Jenny。我们大学组的Jenny 姐妹，然后班哲弟兄他是graduate school， 我们还有海燕姐妹，还有沈国珍弟兄啊。
We have a brother Jenny, we have sister Jenny and brother. We have two brothers and two sisters that will be baptized today.
那沈大哥，你们可能比较都熟悉，他是小平的哥哥啊。
So, Brother Shen, everyone is familiar, and he's the older brother of Brother Xiaoping.
另外两位这个大学组的也很在我们大学组很受欢迎，你们可能不太认识啊。
We also have two from our college students fellowship.
等一下我们会让他们每一位站在前面来分享。
So in a moment, we'll have them to share their witness with us.
我有一个 slide， 我有 slide 在那个下面啊。我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们感谢你，主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
你赐给我们美好的早晨。
You have given us such a beautiful morning。
我们今天早上来向你来感谢。
We give thanks this morning。
我们不但感谢你为我们肉身的。身体生命给我们丰富的供应。
Not only do we give thanks for the physical life you have given us.
我们也感谢你，因为你将你自己的爱子耶稣基督赐下。
Also you've given us your one and only son to us.
死在十字架上。
Died on the cross.
为我们的罪付了代价。
And be the ultimate sacrifice for our sins.
之后又复活。
And resurrected.
要应许我们那永生的生命。
To fulfill the promise of the forever life.
我们早晨也感谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的生命。
This morning we give thanks to such a wonderful life.
不但是在地上的生命，也是有那属天的生命。
Not just the life on the earth, but also the life in heaven.
我们更感谢你在我们当中有四位弟兄姐妹，他们要在你面前来见证受洗，见证他你所赐给他们那属天的生命。
We are also so thankful that there will be four brothers and sisters that will be baptized today, and they will give the testimony of everlasting life in heaven.
我们也为这我们等一下要分享的信息向你仰望。
We also pray that you bless the message we'll be sharing in a moment.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
不好意思，今天早上太忙了，我完全忘记了，Lisa本来要先上来的。我们来读一下今天要读的经文啊。
Let's read the scripture.
我把它的部分给取代。
This morning.
生命记五章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29.
我们一起来念中文的部分来。我愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。第十章十六节，我们念英文的。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Let's read in English. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no longer stubborn.
29章第四节，我们来念中文的，来。但耶和华到今日没有使你们的心能明白，眼能看见，耳能听见。Chapter 30, verse 6.
污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
我们今天呢要来从生命记来看。
Today we will study Deuteronomy.
我们特别要从生命记来看，神给我们一个新的生命是一个怎么样的生命。
We will focus on what kind of new heart, a new life God has given us.
我们常常讲说，什么叫做一个基督徒，我们都会翻开新约来看。
We always say, like to be a Christian, we open the New Testament.
旧约里面也有稍微提到的啊。
In Old Testament, there was also mentioned.
所以我们今天特别要从《生命记》第五章二十九节来思考，什么叫这一个基督徒得着的一个新生命。
So today we look at Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29, and let's study what is a new life, new heart that a Christian has.
我们把第五章二十九节再来念一次。
Let's read the chapter 5 verse 29.
唯愿他们存这样的心，敬畏，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。首先，我们从后面开始思考。
So let's start backward.
在这里经文说
，So the scripture told us.
哦，儿童啊，小孩们啊。你们就主入学开始啊。
So children can go to your Sunday school class.
生命记第五章二十九节这么说，唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，我是耶和华神啊。
Chapter 5 verse 29 says so, Oh that they had such a heart as this always to fear me. Here the me is referring to Jehovah the God.
常遵守我的一切诫命
and to keep all my commandments,
使他们和他们的子孙永远得福
that it might go well with them and with their descendants forever.
这里我们先来思考这永远得福
So let's consider the words that go well with them.
神给人的一个心意就是让他们永远得福
God has given the blessing to all the humans that they will go well.
我们常常觉得神是让我们这个吃亏的啊。
And oftentimes we think God will let us suffer.
我们前几个星期的时候，我们有谈到这个诗篇二十三篇，就讲到这个神给我们的是福分啊。
A couple of weeks ago, we were learning that the Psalm chapter 23, it says that God has blessed us abundantly.
这里的福也是同样的是一个好的意思，不是那个 blessing. 你看英文的话 go well forever.
So the wording here uses go well, and that's the blessing and the blessed.All people go well with their life.
如果你把这个原来的字翻译出来的话，应该是这样子啊，说使他们和他们的子孙永远美好啊。
So the translation from the words directly is to it might go well with them and the other descendants.
好，这个字呢不简单。
So the go well is not simple.
在圣经里面呢，它所形容的当初是一个好的世界啊。
So in the Bible, originally it was describing a beautiful, wonderful world.
在那个没有罪的一个世界里面是好的。
It was good that there was no sin in the world.
创世纪第一章里头讲到神创造天地的时候，就不断的说神所造的，神看的是好的。
In Genesis chapter 1, it kept saying that God created the world and God saw it, it's good.
后面又说神看一切所造的都甚好。
And also God said all the creation was beautiful, was good.
这样的一个好呢是讲到一个丰富、丰满、丰盛的一个生命。
So the good here means abundant and blessed.And the happy life.
因为神造了那个世界之后，他就叫动所有的走兽、天空的飞鸟，还有人就要生养众多，遍满遍地。
After the creation, God asked all the animals, all the beings in the world, and all the human beings to multiply.
他好的意思说，那个天地呢，是适合非常好的环境，让生命能够丰富起来。
It was good to see that the world was built in such a wonderful way that all the life would thrive, would multiply in it.
所以这个好的意思里，其中一个含义就是充满生命的好。
So the meaning of a good here means it's full of life.
当你初恋的时候
When you had your first love.
然后你发现对方也对你有好感的时候。
When you found out the other person was also kind of in love with you.
忽然那一刹那那个感觉怎么样?
At that moment, and how did you feel?
凡事都充满着生命力,是不是?活力。
Everything was so full of life and was thriving.
平常做的事情都很无聊的或者很累的,忽然之间你就满了这个活力。
So in normal days, all the boring activities you've gone through and suddenly turned into so thriving, so wonderful.
原来去上学的时候就想说我上学很辛苦,但是呢,你上学的时候发现,你初恋就坐在你附近啊,就忽然间整个人开朗起来啊。
When you went to school, in the normal days, you would feel boring, but suddenly you found your loved one is sitting near you, so you feel your heart is lifted in a different mood.
那个感觉很难描写，但是你可以这么说，你是那里头是充满了生命。
It's hard to describe the feeling, but you can say that feeling is full of life.
那是好。
And that is good.
当你孩子第一次小孩第一次叫妈妈的时候那个感觉如何？
When your baby start just the first time calling you mom,
忽然之间
feeling,
你就想告诉所有的人我的小孩 baby 终于叫了，叫我妈妈。
You want to share and shout to the whole world that my baby called me mom.
我有四个小孩。
I have four kids.
我发现小孩子都是先叫妈妈的。
I found that all the children started calling mom.
有没有人先叫爸爸的？
Is there any
kid who
started calling dad? And there's one.
所以我的老四我就不服了。
And I felt so, I didn't think that should be the case. So for my fourth kid.
我老四出生的时候他快要讲话的时候就在他旁边拼命说爸爸爸爸爸爸。
When I noticed that he was about to start talking, I kept repeating the word baba baba next to him.
终于有一天他叫爸爸了。
And one day he called baba.
还不会叫妈妈的时候叫爸爸。
And before he was able to call mama, he called
我也录下来了。
And I recorded that wonderful moment.
我的孩子都知道。
And all my kids knew this.
所以我非常的高兴那是老四第一个叫的是叫爸爸。
So I was very proud and very happy that my fourth kid started calling daddy before mama.
忽然之间你会觉得整个房子就充满了生命。
Suddenly, I felt like the whole room was filled with life.
那是好。
That is good.
神要给我们的是一个美好的生命。
God wants to give us a life of a goodness.
而且这个好的生命还是怎么样？永远美好。
And this good life is good forever.
我们好的时刻就是有的了哈。像你初恋的时候像你这个孩子第一次叫妈妈的时候这个非常兴奋但是都持续不久。
We have those wonderful and beautiful moments such as like a first love or like your baby start calling your name mom and dad for the first time. Those wonderful moments were just beautiful but they do not last a long time.
神在这里说我要使他们永远美好。
But here God tells us, I will make them go well forever.
不是那一刹那那一个短暂的而且是永久的。
It's not for that moment only, it's forever.
永久的美好。
It's beautiful and good forever.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
这个美好呢我们每一个基督徒都能够见证说不是因为环境如何。
And all the Christians can testify that this good is not depending on the circumstance.
这个好还是一个怎么样的好呢?
This goodness.
这个创世纪创造天地的那个好还有一个一方面的好我就再提一下就是 他最后带来的是一个安息，安息日，造完了之后，圣好之后，带进的是安息。
So the other aspect of this good, from Genesis is after all the creation, it brought rest.
无忧无虑的。
Worries, no worry, worryless, and very peaceful rest.
通常我们人年纪老了过世之后，我们就说他安息了，是不是？
When we say when people go old and they die, we say they go to rest.
他安息了，所以这个字我们通常都不用的，只有基督徒在边用啊。外面用的话都是讲人家已经过去了啊。
Rest, this word is used often by Christians only, and in the other world they say they pass away.
人死了为什么叫安息？
Why do we call after people die and they rest?
因为我们都知道我们人生不管顺利不顺利都是有什么都有忧愁的。
We all know that this life, no matter smooth or just whatever we encounter, is full of worries, full of challenges.
唯有神所赐的福，在箴言说，使人富足而不加上忧愁。
Only the blessings from God will give abundance to people's life without any burden of worry.
那一种永久啊，享受生命而不带忧愁的生命啊，那
that everlasting life without worry, without any concerns.
所以在神赐给我们的生命，在基督徒里头，我们不管遇到什么环境，我们里头都有一个安息的心。
So the life that God has given us for Christians, no matter what we are facing, what we are encountering, we have this peace and rest in our heart.
这样子好不好？
Is this good?
不知道。那是好的啊。
And that is really good.
那我们来看这一节的另外一个句子。
Let's look at another verse.
经文说，我愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命。
Oh, that they had such a heart as this always to fear me and to keep all my commandments.
请问这样一个美好的人生，这样的一个丰富的人生，又富足而不带忧愁的人生如何得到？
So let's see, how can we get such a wonderful and beautiful without worry life, without worrying life?
经文这里说，常遵守我一切诫命。
Here the scripture tells us to fear me and to keep all my commandments.
常遵守我一切的诫命，就是遵守神一切的话。
Keep all my commandments, we obey all the words from God.
当我们常遵守神一切的话的时候，神就使我们永远美好。
When we keep all the commandments from God, and God will give us this good life, forever good life.
这里有三个层面。
There are three layers.
一个就是神的话。
The first layer is God's words.
遵守神的话。
And obey God's commandments, God's words.
不是我们自己的观念。
It's not our own thoughts.
不是我们人生经验告诉我们人生要怎么活。
It's not from our own experience of this life.
也不是我们公司经营了这么多的人之后，我们回家之后说这样子的这个去处理这个冲突就会带给我们美满的人生。
It's also not from the experience of resolving conflicts after years of working in the corporate.
乃是要遵守神的话。
But to keep all God's commandments.
是神的话带来美好。
It's God's commandments that will bring us good, this goodness of life.
创世纪第一章的时候，为什么神造的都是好的？因为神说什么就有什么，是从神的话而来的。
In Genesis, why was it everything was good that God created? Because when God said something, it became so.
神说要有光，又有光。
God said light, there's light.
神看光是好的。
And God saw light is good.
从神话语来的都是美好。
From God's words, everything is good.
你进到教会的时候，你感觉到什么？
When you come to church, what do you feel?
可能有不同的感觉啊。
But you may feel different things.
有一种感觉就是美好的感觉。
One of them is this feeling of good.
这个我一点都不害羞的跟你说啊，你进到教会有一个美好的感觉。
And I'm not ashamed to say that when you come to church, you feel you have this feeling of a good.
这是神话语所带来的那一个美好。
And this goodness is brought by God's words.
教会不是完美的啊。
Church is not perfect.
基督徒也不是完美的。
And Christians are not perfect either.
基督徒也有很多时候不按着神的话去做的。
In many circumstances, Christians do not follow God's words.
虽然如此，你在一个不完美的教会里头，不完美的一群基督徒里头，你还是觉得这比外面都完美。
Even so, you may be among a bunch of not so perfect Christians, not a perfect church, but still you feel that goodness that's better than the world.
这并不是说我每一次在团契之前或者礼拜天之前周四就把所有基督徒招来告诉他们说你要怎么 behave, 要怎么样让人家感觉到美好啊。
It's not like I call all Christians before every fellowship, before every Sunday service, tell them you have to behave so people see how good you are. It's not that.
每一个基督徒都是从神的话那里领受来。将神的话活出来。
Every Christian receives the words of God, from God's words, and they want to live out God's words.
所以你在教会里面你看到的是一个虽然不完美，虽然基督徒仍有缺陷，但是你还是可以看到那一个美好是外面没有的那一种的美好。
So you see, like, it, even though when you come to church, when you're among Christians, they are not perfect, but you still see this beauty.This is a wonderful goodness that you don't see in the world.
所以这一句讲到说要遵守神的话，神的话带来美好。
So here it tells us we need to follow God's commandments, and God's words and commandments bring the goodness of life.
第二个层面讲到说要遵守什么？一切诫命啊，要遵守神一切的话。
The second layer it says to keep all God's commandments.
遵守一切的话，这不简单。
It's not easy to keep all commandments.
你要遵守一部分的是可以的。
It's a lot easier to follow parts of the word.
要遵守
the words.
要遵守一切的。
But keep all commandments is very difficult.
为什么呢？
Why so?
圣经说因为我们都是罪人。
Because the Bible tells us we are all sinners.
我们罪人是不服神的。
The sinners do not obey God.
所以神的话我们是很难服，也不愿意服。
So we do not want to obey and obey God's words.
我们才需要这个救恩。
So we need the salvation.
第三个层面讲到说要常遵守神的话。
The third layer says to keep, to fear God and keep all God's commandments.
这个就更困难了。
So it's even more difficult.
你不但要守一切的话，你要常遵守一切的话。
Not only to keep all commandments, but you have to keep all these commandments all the time.
所以这个怎么能够做到呢？
How can we fulfill this?
人如何能够常遵守神一切的诫命呢？
How can people to follow God's commandments all the time?
我们就来到下一个焦点。
So we come to the next point.
我们可能更要问的是什么问题造成我们不能够去遵守神的话，拦阻我们去遵守神的话。
So we want to ask ourselves, what is it that causes us to not to obey God's words?
生命记第五章的二十九节这里说，无怨他们存这样的心。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29 tells us, oh, that they had such a heart.
无怨他们存这样的心，敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命。
As is always to fear me and to keep all my commandments.
使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
That it might go well with them and with their descendants forever.
出问题的地方是什么？
So what do we see here?
人的心出了问题。
So the problem comes from God, from the people's heart.
罪的问题不是我们做出来的东西啊，罪的根本的问题是人的心出了问题。
The problem of sin is a problem from the heart.
我常用的一个比喻就是有一个弟兄他在搬运东西的时候忽然间敲到头。
So I always use an analogy when a brother kind of moving stuff and then he bump into something.
这大概十多年前的事情
About 10 years ago.
他敲到头之后就一直痛。
So he hurt his head and then he felt pain all the time.
那时候我还做药剂师，所以他跑来问我了那个他太太跑来问我说他先生头一直在痛怎么办。
So I was a pharmacist at that time. So his wife came and asked me, I mean, said that my husband kept having this headache. What shall he do?
我们那时候在淫会了，我就劝他说那你赶快回去回去之后呢去医院看
So we were at a camp at the time. So I told them, go back, see doctor immediately.
后来我听到消息是说他有脑瘤。
Later, I heard the news that he had a tumor in his head.
敲到头，头痛好不好？
So when you bump your head and then your head hurts, is that good?
不是好事
It's not
敲到头，头痛，发现有脑瘤好不好？
But when you hurt your head and
好不好？
Found out there's a tumor, is that good?
好，脑瘤好。Oh, I trap you, right? 他不痛有脑瘤更不好是不是他完全不知道因为敲到了头头一直痛痛得不好后来还发现有脑瘤就能够去治是不是
So when he bumped his head, he had a headache, that's a bad thing. But because of this bumping his head, had a headache, that caused him to find out that he had a tumor, and that's actually a good thing. This whole finding is really good.
所以当我们谈到罪的时候我们不是说这个外面的现象是怎么样的
When we talk about sin, we're not talking about outside circumstances.
我们要谈到里面的心是怎么样的一个心。
We're talking about the heart and what kind of heart he has.
是一个怎么样的心会让你失控发脾气。
What kind of heart that will cause you to lose your temper?
是怎么样的心会让你时不时就冒出一些你知道不该想的东西
What kind of heart that will suddenly kind of have a words that you don't want to think about normally
是什么样的心常常让你跑到电脑面前面去看不该看的东西
What kind of heart that will lead you to sit in front of your PC and to watch something that you know you don't want to watch
是怎么样的心会让你要拼命的这个控制自己不要这个失礼
So what type of heart that will make you like want to kind of not to do this?
我的意思就是说这个弟兄他在还没有症状之前就已经有脑瘤了。
My point is this brother, before the symptoms were shown, he had tumor already.
在那之前你看他是完全是没有问题的人。
Before that incident, he was all well. He looked really good outside.
因为他表面没有问题。
Because he didn't feel anything. His appearance all looked good.
正因为他表面没有问题，他常常不会想到说他脑部有问题。
Because he felt so well, nothing was wrong. He would never think he had problem with his head.
这个时候，他最难接受的是人家说你脑袋有问题。
At that moment, the most difficult thing for him to accept is that your head has a tumor, has something wrong.
但是如果他头痛痛的受不了的时候人家说你脑袋有问题的时候他比较容易接受是不是
But when he had such a headache that, that he couldn't tolerate anymore and when people tell him that you have a tumor in your head he would probably accept that easily
我们讲罪的问题也是一样我们不是说你做了什么甚至不是你说了什么而是说为什么会有一个这样的一个念头在我们脑海里当中出现。
So sin has a similarity here. When we talk about sin, we don't say you said something, you did something. It's we are focusing on the heart. What's wrong with the heart?
我们人的心到底出了什么问题
？What's wrong with the human's heart?
你如果说我们有癌症这个脑瘤那稍微的头痛，我们可以。凭着自己的这个努力把它压下去还是能够正常的这个过生活是不是
If we had cancer, had this a severe headache due to tumor, if it's not too bad, then we can probably control that and go on the normal life.
我们能不能说，因为我控制得住这个头痛的问题，我还可以照常的生活，所以我什么问题都没有？
Can we say that we can control this headache? We can go about our life in a normal way. Do we say we have no issues?
我能不能说，我常常有这种的念头，我知道是不好的，但是我可以控制得来，所以我什么问题都没有？
Can we say that suddenly we have this not so good thoughts, but we can control it? Can we say our life is okay?
所以有道德的人呢，只是症状少的人。
So those people that have high moral standards, maybe the people have fewer symptoms.
没有道德的人呢，是症状严重一点的人。
Those immoral kind of unethical people, and they seem to have more severe symptoms.
有道德没有道德的人心里都出了问题。
For the people, those moral or immoral people, there is a problem in the heart for both.
我们都是患了绝症的人。
We are all people who have all had cancer.
因为圣经说世人都犯了罪，罪的工价就是死。
The Bible tells us all have sinned and the price of sin is death.
每个人都要面对死亡。
Everyone has to face death eventually.
这不是绝症吗？
And is that a cancer? That's uncurable.
在这里呢，他就说的，唯愿你们的心啊，他们存这样的心。原来我们人没有办法得到美好的这个人生，是因为我们没有办法去听从神的话。
Here the scripture tells us,Oh, that you had such a heart as this always to fear God. So we have this problem that, because we cannot follow God's commands.
我们不能够听从神的话，因为我们内心里面出了问题。
We are not able to follow God's commands because there's something wrong in our hearts.
我们的心是与神为敌的。
Our hearts are enemy to God.
下一页。十章十六节这么说，所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可再因着想。
Chapter 10 verse 6 tells us, Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no longer stubborn.
英文是说你的心要受割礼，要把一部分割掉。
The English tells us, it says you have to have circumcision of your heart, and remove part of it.
那中文是翻了人家读不懂，他就说把心里的污秽除掉。
The Chinese translation did not tell this layer.
所以我们的心里面出了问题，我们需要去面对我们心的问题。
So something's wrong with our hearts and we need to face that problem.
心的问题要怎么解决？
How do we solve the problem of heart?
我们来到这一段话的最前面这两个字。
Let's come to the beginning.Of this verse.
五章二十九节说，唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我。
Chapter 5 verse 29 says, Oh, that they had such a heart.
唯愿这两个字呢，是把它的意思翻出来。
So in the Chinese, this translation shows that, Oh, that they had. So that feeling is translated well.
他是把它句子的意思也不一定说翻译错啊，他把他的意思翻译出来，那个英文的 all that 也是一样啊。
So that's the all that is the same meaning.
我们学中文的都知道，有一些中文这字不能够，英文不能够每一个字都翻这样子翻，要把意思翻出来，要不然人家听不懂，是不是？
So when we learn Chinese, we know not every word can be translated according to the what's written. You have to translate the whole sentence, the meaning of it.
我们讲七嘴八舌，我们都知道是什么意思。你不能这样子翻七嘴八舌翻成英文人，美国人听不懂啊。
So the Chinese translation of a seven mouth and eight tongue, you just can't translate in just according to what's written. It's many people are talking at the same time. But if you translate according to the words,And no American will understand what you're talking about.
它直接翻译是什么意思呢？
What does it translate?
直接的翻译就是谁给，好叫他们存这样的心 敬畏我。
The direct translation would be, who will give them such a heart?
谁给？
Who will give them this heart?
谁给这个有一点奇怪啊。
So this translation is a little hard to understand.
所以翻译的就说唯愿他们有这样的一个心。
So the translation in Chinese, these are two words, and explain this all that they had.
但是谁给这个旨意有一个，就把这个变成是一个问题了。
So, but the who gave this heart and turns this one into a question.
神要他们存这样的心，但是谁给他们这样的一个心？
God wants them to have such a heart, but who gave them such a heart?
谁能够给我们这样的一个心去敬畏神？
Who can give us such a heart to fear God?
当你这样子问的时候，圣经有没有答案？
When you ask such a question, is there answer in the Bible?
圣经有没有答案？有啊。
And Bible has the answer.
以西结书36章26节、27节怎么说？
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 to 27 says so.
好，我们念英文的啊。
And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
好，他在这里说是谁给呢？
Here, what does it say? Who gave us this heart?
神说我也要赐给你们一个新心。
God said, I will give you a new heart.
这个新心是要什么目的？
What's the purpose of this new heart?
新的心啊，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
So this new heart, so to cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
这就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And this is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们信主的时候，希伯来书就说，神就赐给我们一个新的生命，有一个新的心，有新的灵在我们里面。
So when we are baptized, become Christian, the Hebrew, book of Hebrew tells us we have this new life, new heart, new spirit.
罗马书也说，我们从前还不认识神的时候，我们是不服神，也不能够服神。
Romans tells us, before we knew God, we did not obey God, and we don't want to surrender to God.
我们也不能服的啊。
We are not able to surrender.
那在基督的这个耶稣基督的这救恩里面，神赐给我们一颗新的心，是一个肉心，除掉那死心。
With this, from the salvation of Jesus Christ, God gave us this heart, a heart of flesh, and he removed the heart of stone from us.
目的是要使我们能够顺从他的话语。
The purpose is to obey his words.
所以你看到了吗？前面说，谁给他们这样的一个心，能够敬畏我，常遵守我一切的诫命呢？
So in the beginning it says, who can give us such a heart to obey his commands and follow his words?
这个问题到了新约的时候就有了一个答案，耶稣基督给我们一个新的生命，新的心。
The answer comes from the New Testament, and Jesus Christ gave us this new heart, new life.
所以信耶稣是什么？
So believing Christ, what does that mean?
信耶稣就是相信说耶稣基督可以帮我做一个心脏手术。
To believe in Jesus Christ is to believe Jesus Christ is able to do a heart operation on us.
我厌恶我这一颗旧的心。
And to remove our old heart.
我不喜欢我这个旧的心，因为我这个旧的心总是体贴罪的问题。
I don't like this old heart because the old heart really focus on the flesh, or focus on the sinful things.
我可以怎么努力都没用，因为我的心根本的问题就是不好的。
No matter how hard I try, it's useless because the problem comes from my heart.
信耶稣不是说让我做得更好，信耶稣乃是承认我完全是一个有问题的人。
Believing Jesus Christ is not to make us better, but is to acknowledge that we are not good, we are sinners.
信耶稣不是说把我头痛的问题拿掉，信耶稣乃是说把我里面就算没头痛的脑瘤也拿掉啊。
To believe in Christ means it's not just to remove the headache I have, but to remove the tumor inside my head.
所以每一个愿意相信耶稣基督的人必须承认自己内心里头是一个无可救药的问题。
Those who want to accept Jesus Christ is to first acknowledge that they are helpless inside.
他需要一个完全新的心。
He needs a new heart.
他需要耶稣基督给他一个新的心。
He needs Jesus Christ to give him a new heart.
我们刚刚看到的这个第十章十六节说，所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可应着景象。
We read the chapter 10 verse 16 says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn.
那这里读的时候好像是说神要我们自己去把心里的污秽除掉。
When we read this one, it sounds like God wants ourselves to remove this, to circumcise the heart ourselves.
那你申命记一直读到后面30章的时候，他就讲得更清楚了。耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉。
When we continue reading to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6, it's clear that, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offsprings.
也就是说神要你把我神要我把我的心的污秽除掉，但是神还说我必须自己来做。
God tells us like you have to remove, circumcise your heart, but God also says God himself will do this.
啊，前面刚刚我们还读了一段经文说是神没有给我们一颗心能够明白，是不是？
We also read the scripture that God did not give a heart of understanding.
好像是说我今天不明白都怪神，神没有给我。
It sounds like we couldn't understand. It's all because of God didn't give a heart of understanding.
那个经文不是这样子读的啊。
That's not how we read the scripture.
那他是说你要去明白神的话，可是为什么你怎么读都不明白呢？你都不服呢？
It says like you want to understand God's words, but however, no matter how hard you try, you just don't get what God is telling you.
因为你需要神给你一颗心。
Because you need God to give you a heart of understanding.
神还没有给你之前，你怎么努力，靠自己努力都不行。
Before God gave you this heart, and no matter how hard you try, you will not be able to understand.
所以我们就好像来到一个心脏这个医院里头，就说我没有办法靠自己了。
It's like we come to a heart hospital and to perform this to have the heart surgery done.And we recognize we are not able to rely on ourselves anymore.
我试着每天跑步，我试着晚上九点之后不吃饭。
I try to run tomorrow. I try not to eat after 9 o'clock.
我试着不吃这个肥猪肉。
I try not to eat the fatty pork.
但是我心脏的问题不是靠我努力能够解决的。
But the problem of my heart does not depend on how hard I try.
除非我有一个新的心。
Only when we have a new heart.
这就是当我们做基督徒啊，愿意接受耶稣基督的人来到神面前，承认自己是完全无助的人。
That's why we Christians come before the Lord and acknowledge that we are helpless and we need help. We need God's help.
这就是在马太福音第五章那里说虚心。的人，虚心不是那种虚心哈，那是谦卑，完全发现自己完全什么都没有的人有福了。
That's why in Matthew tells us those who are humble in their spirit and they are blessed.
因为只有那些人他才会来到耶稣面前承认说，我必须要有一个新的心。
Only those people are willing to come before Jesus Christ and said they need a new heart.
我来到耶稣基督面前说我要有一个愿意顺服神话语的心。
And come before Jesus Christ saying, I am willing to have a heart and to follow God.
来到神面前说我愿意有一个跟随神的一颗心。
Come before the God and saying like, I'm willing to have a heart to follow God, God's commandments.
我没有办法自己除去自己心里的污秽。
I cannot circumcise my heart by myself.
我需要你给我一颗新的心。
I need you to give me a new heart.
所以 这不再只是说唯愿我有这样的心，而是谁能给我这颗心。
So it's no longer all that they had such a heart, but becomes who can give me such a heart.
而不再是唯愿我有这个意志力能够活得更美好。
It's no longer all that they had such a willpower to live a better life.
而是说谁能够给我这样的一个生命。
But who can give me such a life?
我们等一下有受洗，我们请洗礼的人先预备一下。
So we asked those brothers and sisters who are getting baptized to get prepared.
所以你看到这有人信主，有人受洗的时候，这不是一件小事。
So when we are witnessing someone getting baptized, it's not a small matter.
他们不是只是在台上说我要重新立志啊。
They do not say like in front of everyone on the stage saying I want to have a new will.
他们乃是说我立志都没用。
It says like it's hopeless. I'm hopeless. I cannot even decide to have a will.
我需要耶稣基督的宝血洗净我的罪，给我一个清洁的心。
I need the blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse me and to give me a new heart.
一个清洁的心来跟随神。
A new heart, a clean heart to follow God.
我们等一下来唱一首歌，我们请耿杰带，是谁带啊？我已经决定要跟随耶稣啊，然后请谁帮忙请叫这个儿童们进来啊，我们儿童们一起。
We will sing a song in a moment, and we'll follow Jesus, and for the teachers will bring the children into the sanctuary.
我们来做个祷告，然后我们就唱这首歌啊。天父，我们感谢你，是你的恩典，你将这样的一个救恩赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us such a grace and such salvation.
我们都渴慕这样一个美好的人生，而且是永远的美好。
We are longing for a wonderful good life and a forever good life.
我们在这地上，我们可能有一刹那的美好。
In this world, we might have a glimpse of goodness.
但是罪腐蚀了我们的心。
But sin has eroded our hearts.
我们没有办法永久的美好。
We are not able to have the goodness and the good life forever.
一个热恋的情侣也会闹别扭。
Those are deeply, the lovers deeply in love, and one day they will get into arguments.
一个美好的小孩，父母跟他们享受这个新生命的这个喜悦，慢慢的也会变成家庭的一个问题。
A beautiful newborn baby, a new creation, and that wonderfulness will fade away after the family started having the mundane arguments.
我们在这世上，我们没有永久的美好，因为我们活在罪的世界里。
In this world, we do not have the forever goodness because we live in the world of sin.
不但我们活在罪的世界里，我们的内心也是被罪所占据。
Not only do we live in this sinful world, our hearts are also occupied by sin.
也许我们外面没有任何的症状，也许只有一丝丝的症状，但我们的心却是被罪所腐蚀。
Maybe there's no symptom showing outside, or maybe little symptom shown, but our hearts are eroded by sin.
我们来到你面前，我们恳求出你赐给我们一颗新的心。
We come before you, God. We ask to give us a new heart.
也求出你开在座还没有信靠你的人，开他们的心眼，让他们看见主，我们都是在罪里头。
Lord.May you open the hearts of those who have not seen you, who have not received you, to see that in this world we all need you.
也赐给他们心中有这样的一个渴望，愿意来到你跟前，来向你求这样的一颗新的心。
May you plant the desire of this longing in their hearts, so they are willing to come before you to seek such a new heart.
蛮感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.